So this week's parasha we have Pinchas. And we're all familiar with that which Chazal say, that Pinchas is Eliyahu HaNavi. And Eliyahu was Zoicha, I should say Pinchas was Zoicha in this week's parasha, to be Eliyahu HaNavi, and as such to live forever. That's how the Targum Yonasan understands the pasuk in this week's parasha, Hinini Noisen Lo as Brisi Shalom, that Hashem is bestowing upon Pinchas this bracha to be Eliyahu HaNavi and to live forever and to be the Malach which will usher in the Zman of Mashiach Tzidkenu. This is what we know pretty much about Pinchas and Eliyahu in the Torah. We don't know much more than that. And I guess what we need to understand for ourselves is who is this Pinchas? And in the schar of this kanaos, he's zeiche to this amazing, coveted zechar, zechus, to live forever. How do we explain that? I think we need to know a little bit more behind the scenes as to who this Pinchas is, and why it is he was zeiche to such. Furthermore, we're familiar with a concept called Gilu Eliyahu, that Eliyahu Navi is not somebody who only lives forever, but he's always interacting with us in the world. And there are tzaddikim that they experience what's called the revelation of Eliyahu Navi. And it behooves us to understand what is the nature of this concept called Gilui Eliyahu. So we'll address more questions as we go along, but let's begin with the following medrash. The medrash in Mekhtav says the following thing. Pirsim ha-kasav l'haydiya shivcho shel Pinchas. The Torah is mefarsim this ma'isa, and it tells us also the shevach of Pinchas, which is what? Shelo nispachid mimenu b'kanei lelekav. One thing which we somewhat take for granted with this whole ma'isa of Pinchas is that he did a ma'isa kanos, and he was not afraid. He was not afraid of Zimri, who was a Nasi of Shevet Shimon, and he wasn't afraid of the repercussions of doing so. As Chazal say, Lahidiya Shivcha v'yichuso shapinchas, shezeh haya gadol mikulam, u'mishiftai, u'masar atzma lamisa kedushas Hashem. Pinchas went into this ma'isa with the intention of to kill or to be killed. And he wasn't afraid of Zimri. And like we said, we somewhat overlook the heroics of Pinchas, that he wasn't concerned. How is it that a person cannot be afraid? That he can go in, and he went in with a Yishuv Hadas too. Chazal said that he was patient, he asked Moshe what to do, and he made a calm choice of Kanaim Pargimbay. So to help us understand Pinchas a little bit more in this sugya, let's turn our attention to Megillas Esther. There's a ma'isa with the Rishoner, that he was once sitting around with his Talmidim. And the question was posed, what was the greatest virtue of Mordechai Tzadik? And as soon as that question was on the table, the Talmidim who were sitting there were suggesting different answers. Of course, one suggested it was the Tefillah of Mordechai. Others said it was his godless in Torah, from the Yoshvi Sanhedrin, v'chule v'chule. And then it was the visioner's turn. And the visioner said that there's a pasuk in the Megillah which really speaks volumes about the godless of Mordechai Tzadik. That when Haman was passing by, and the animosity which Mordechai knew very well that Haman had towards him. The Megillah says that Mordechai saw Haman, and Haman saw Mordechai. And while everybody was bowing down to Haman, Mordechai did not bow, but the Megillah says, "V'leikam v'leizah mimenu." He didn't get up and he didn't move from him. So the Mishnah said, "Leikam mimenu," I understand. The fact that he didn't get up, meaning to show him any respect or to bow down for him, certainly not. But "V'leikam v'leizah mimenu," that he didn't even flinch. That, said the visioner, is a godless which he couldn't replicate. In the same way that Pinchas was not afraid, Mordechai was not afraid of Haman either. Like, come, v'leizam yimenu. This godless of Mordechai will be a Pesach for us to understand the greatness of Pinchas. There's a very well-known vart from the Tiferet Shlaim by the Medamsker on the Megillah that the Pasuk says about Mordechai. Ki gadol Mordechai. Mordechai was very great. B'chol ha-Yehudim. U'shema'oi hoylich b'chol ha-Medinois. And his name, his popularity, his fame was hoylich. It went b'chol ha-medinos, throughout all of the provinces. And the Tiferet Shlaim teaches the pasuk like this: Ushma'oi. It doesn't say his name. It says Ushma'oi, to which he teaches Ushma'oi to mean his Shema, his Kriya Shema. Was hoylech, it went b'chol ha-medinois. The word medinois, which means provinces, can also be a play on the word dinim. That all the judgments, all the gzeiros ra'os, which were hanging over the Jewish people, u'shma'oi hoylech b'chol ha-medinois. That the kriyas shema of Mordechai was able to tear them up. In fact, there's a medrash which says that when Haman was plotting his attack against Mordechai, he did so that it should be done very early in the morning, as we see in the Megillah that he approached Ahasuerus in the middle of the night, because he wanted to execute his plan as early as possible, because he knew that Mordechai would recite Kriya Shema later in that morning. And the Medrash says that once Mordechai would recite Kriya Shema, he knew he didn't stand a chance. So he bedavka planned his attack before Mordechai should say Kriya Shema on that day. Ushma'oi hoylich b'chol ha-medinos. Shema Yisrael is a declaration, when we understand it properly, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. The word Echad can have many understandings and meanings. We can understand the word Echad like a child, or we can understand it like a Talmud Chacham. A child understands the word Echad as one. That Hashem is one, one not two. Like we say on the night of the Seder, when we're speaking to our children, when we come towards the end of the Seder, we say, one is Hashem, one is Hashem in the heavens and the earth. Echad Elokeinu v'shamayim v'aretz. And we say, Echad mi'yodea, shnayim mi'yodea, shloishim mi'yodea. We're talking to children. And to a child, Echad means one. It's a number. But for the Talmid Chachamim, the Seder, the night of the Seder, and the experience of the Haggadah is only the beginning of the night. Like we say in the beginning of the Seder, that Rabbi Akiva and his Chaverim, that once the Seder was done and the Talmidim went away, they stayed up the whole night. Until the Talmidim came and they said, Rabbi Seinu, Higi Azman Kriya Shma Shel Shacharis. And as the Sfarim HaKadoshim tell us, that the whole tachlis, the whole purpose of the night of the Seder is to stay up all night with the intention of culminating the Seder with that climax, which is Kriya Shema Shel Shacharis. Because there's a way that a child understands the word Echad, and then there's a way that a Talmud Chacham, a way that Rabbi Akiva understands the word Echad. And that's like the Zayar HaKadosh tells us. The Zayar HaKadosh has very famous words in Pnimis HaTorah, describing Hashem's oneness, of which it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Soiviv Kol Alman, He surrounds all the worlds, Umamali Kol Alman, and He fills all the worlds, V'les Asav Panimine Klal, and there is no place which He is void of. The Ramchal says that the word Echad, describing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, doesn't do justice. It's the best word possible that He uses in His Torah to describe Himself. But even that word doesn't suffice in explaining who Hashem is and what it means, oneness. Azai Zak the Ramchal. When we speak about the Shavach and the godless of Mordechai's Kriya Shema, it wasn't that he said it for 20 minutes, or that he held his hand over his eyes very tightly, or that he was medactic in the words of Kriya Shema. It was that when he said Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, he said it with such a depth of emunah, with such a depth of understanding in his mind and in his heart and all of his limbs, that there was only one Ribbono Shel Olam, that he's Echad, and that's it. And that's something which can't be replicated. In that place of oneness, with that depth of understanding of what it means that Hashem Yisbarach is one, really Hashem's oneness means that there is nothing other than Him. This is how Moshe Rabbeinu experienced Matan Torah. And from that place of Ein Oyel Milvadai, that a person is able to see beyond what his physical eyes see, that in this world where we have two eyes, we see period, because two is a number of separation. We see many with these eyes. But when we close our eyes and we see emptiness, we see nothingness, we're actually tapping into a deeper reality. There's a deeper truth to having our eyes closed than having our eyes open. Like the Zohar Kodesh has a lashon as well, Les lecheizu b'hayal maklal, that a person should go through this world without his eyes open at all. These are the eyes of Mordechai Tzadik. That although Rabbi Yisai, he may have seen Haman strolling down the block and approaching him with his physical eyes, but with his spiritual eyes, with his eyes closed in the state of Kriya Shema, where the whole inyan of Kriya Shema is to put our hands over our eyes and to close these eyes and in that space to say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. There's no Haman. There's no threat. There's only the Ribbono Shel Olam, and that's it. And that's why after Kriya Shema, which we say in Korbanos, we say immediately after that, Atahu Ad Shelay Nivra Olam V'Atahu Mishenivra Olam. That in the same way that before the world was created, there was only you, so too now, after everything has been created from you, there's still only you. This is the Ushmai Ha'ilech B'chol HaMedina, so Mordechai HaTzadik, that it doesn't matter what he was up against. From that place of Kriya Shema, Mordechai HaTzadik, it was only the Ribbono Shel Olam. At the end of Parashas Balak, where the Torah introduces to us the Maisa, which took place between Pinchas and Zimri, the Torah tells us something very interesting. V'hinei ish v'bnei Yisrael ba v'yakav alecha v'alav Yisrael v'yisei Moshe l'ni called as b'nei Yisrael. That there was a man who the Torah doesn't yet say his name, that he approached this Midianite woman. Le'enei Moshe u'le'enei kol adas b'nei Yisrael. To the eyes of Moshe and to the eyes of the assembly of the Jewish people. Ve'hem aboichim, and they were crying, Pesach o'el Moed. At the Pesach o'el Moed, why were they crying? And then the next pasuk says, Vayar Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron ha-Kohen. And Pinchas saw. Wait a second. What did he see which was different than that, what they saw? It doesn't even say what he saw. And the Mefarshim asked this question. Vayar Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron ha-Kohen, Vayokam yitaych ha'idah v'yikach remech v'yodoy. It would seem that it's going back in the previous pasuk that he saw what they saw, that there was a Jewish man about to take a Goyish woman. But it doesn't say so. It's not grouped together. It doesn't say exactly what he saw. But here's the Pshat Rav Yisai. V'hema boichim Pesach o'el Moed, that they were crying at the Pesach o'el Moed, says the Targum Yonason. Who's the Targum Yonason we began with? Same person. V'hema boichim, they were crying and they were reciting Kriya Shema. They were reciting Kriya Shema. And after Kriya Shema is being said, who emerges on the scene? Pinchas. Pinchas. That a hero is born out of the crying of the Kriya Shema b'nei Yisrael. And the Torah doesn't say what he saw. And the Pshat is like we said before. That the previous pasuk says that the Einei Moshe and the Einei Kol Adas b'nei Yisrael, they saw Zimri and they saw Cosby. But Pinchas didn't see that. Pinchas didn't have eyes for the world. Pinchas was the man of Kriya Shema. Pinchas was the man with that hand over his eyes who said Hashem Echad. And the only thing that he saw in his world, the less they chesu b'hayam al-klal, was the Ribbono Shel Olam v'achdus. That's it. But now that he had to do what he needed to do, HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed him what he needed to see. But really Pinchas didn't see anything. Vayar Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron ha-Kohen. He just saw Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's all that he saw. But of course, the implication of the pasuk is that he saw what was happening. Vayikach roimach b'yodai. He took roimach. How many words are in Kriya Shema? We know 248, which is gematria roimach. That we're mamshech this achdus Hashem, and we're mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu on every single part of ourselves, of our bodies. That's what Chazal say, Ra Maisa v'nizkar halacha. What's the shavach of Pinchas that he was Ra Maisa v'nizkar halacha? The pshat is that Ra Maisa, that he saw what was happening. The fact that a tzaddik like this, Pinchas, should see a Maisa mechur like that? You know how much a tzaddik works that his eyes shouldn't see profanity, shouldn't see things which are impure? And he had to see this? That's one of the reasons why the people in the previous pasuk were crying. The Moshe should have to see that? That the Yidden should have to see this? The tzaddikim teaches that whatever we see is a reflection of who we are. And Pinchas kills Zimri. And Mordechai kills Haman. Now to understand this last Nakuda, which will take us to the next Shlav in understanding this Inyan. The Ari HaKadosh teaches us in the beginning of the parsha, Vayar Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron ha-Kohen, the Zohar says, it could have just said Vayar Pinchas ben Elazar. Why does it say ben Aaron ha-Kohen? So the Zohar teaches us that the neshamas of Nadav and Avihu, who were the children of Aaron ha-Kohen, their neshamas entered into Pinchas for this ma'isa. And as Chazal say in the Gemara, Lo Nischahin Pinchas, that Pinchas did not become a Kohen ad shehargo a Zimri, until he killed Zimri. Why was the killing of Zimri the inauguration of Pinchas into the Kahuna? Adrabba. The halacha is that if a Kohen kills another Jew, that he's pasul lebracha. Yet this maisa that he killed Zimri was how he was elevated into the Kahuna. So the Zayir explains that because Pinchas wasn't a Kohen because he wasn't anointed and he was alive. But through this maisa, the neshamas of Nadav and Avihu entered his body, without getting into why exactly. And so therefore, not only now was he Pinchas ben Elazar, but he was actually ben Aaron HaKohen as well, because he contained the neshamas of Nadav and Avihu. In fact, the Baba Sali I saw the other day, he says a remez that Chazal say on this ma'isa, bedin hu sheyitol scharai, that he should take his schar bedin hu. So the Baba Sali says bedin hu is the letters Nadav Avihu. Bedin hu sheyitol scharai, that's his schar. Bedin hu sheyitol scharai. What's interesting is this. If we go back to the very first reason why Nadav and Avihu were chayav misa, was because, if you remember, by Matan Torah it says Vayechezu es aleikim vayoichlu vayishtu. Rabbi said this is the opposite of the mida of Pinchas, which is less lechezu, doesn't see, he doesn't have eyes to see. When there was a hiskalus of the Ribbono Shel Olam, they looked. Vayechezu es aleikim, and their tigun was to Eliyahu, which is less lechezu b'hayamakla. Furthermore, the Ari explains that when Pinchas kills Zimri, what happens to Zimri and the 24,000 from the Shevet of Shimon? The Ari explains that they were nizgalga later to be Rabbi Akiva and his 24,000 Talmidim who perished in the Mehasfira. That means that Zimri is Rabbi Akiva. That means that Zimri is the Rabbi Akiva of the Leil HaSeder, that he goes the entire night and he comes to that place of Achihigia Zman Kriyash Meshul Shachras. That means this is the Rabbi Akiva who darshins in the Gemara Es Hashem Elokecha Tira L'Rabbas Talmid HaChachamim, that as long as that S is open, maybe there's others to fear other than the Ribbono Shel Olam. No. Comes along Rabbi Akiva and he seals the door that there's nobody else to fear other than the Ribbono Shel Olam. And even Talmid HaChachamim, the fear of the Talmid HaChachamim was only because the Talmid HaChachamim is Niskadish B'Kdushas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's not a different fear than the Ribbono Shel Olam. Like the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Yehei Meir Rabach K'Meir Shemayim. It's the same thing. But it's Rabbi Akiva who understood what it means not to fear anybody other than the Ribbono Shel Olam. This is what happens to Zimri. Thanks to who? Thanks to Pinchas. Thanks to who? Thanks to Eliyahu HaNavi. What's interesting is that Rabbi Akiva, when he dies, and he dies in jail, the Gemara tells us that the one who buries him is Eliyahu HaNavi. There's a shidduch here. That in this ma'isa that Pinchas feared no one. Only the Ribbono Shel Olam. From that comes Rabbi Akiva, who reveals this halacha, which is perhaps his greatest accomplishment of Es Hashem Elokecha Tira L'Rabbas Talmid HaChachamim. In the same vein that Mordechai did not fear Haman, V'leikam V'leizami Menu, says the visioner, was the greatest feat of Mordechai the Tzaddik. It wasn't Mordechai who kills Haman. It's a man by the name of Charvayna. Charvayna is Eliyahu HaNavi. Echad min hasarisin. Echad min hasarisim, the Megillah calls him. Because from that place of Mordechai Atzad, Gushmo Halach B'chol HaMedinais, that he said a Kriyashma on that level, he invited the world of Eliyahu HaNavi. That place of Achdus. With this, we can understand the vision of the Shitasai. Somebody once asked the visioner, what's Pshat in Gili Eliyahu? The visioner said, Gili Eliyahu means the Amuna of that which the Zayar says, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mamali Kol Alamin and Saiviv Kol Alamin V'les Asa Panamine. We would think, and this is the simple Pshat, that Gili Eliyahu means that if a person has revelations in Torah, that's called Gili Eliyahu. No. Real Gili Eliyahu is that if a person has in his heart a depth of emunah, of understanding that there's only the Ribbono Shel'olam in the world, and that's really it. Everything is really Kutcher Bichu. Ein Oid Milvadoi. Like we know that Moshe Rabbeinu, the Ma'ara that Eliyahu HaNavi went to was the place of Sinai, that he experienced in his lifetime the revelation of Ein Oid Milvadoi. That Nekuda of Ein Oid Milvadoi belongs to Eliyahu HaNavi, and that's called Gili Eliyahu. This is the visioner of Elokim v'Leizami Menu. This is the visioner of Gili Eliyahu Les Asapanim Yineklal. There's nothing other than Ribbono Shel Olam. And it's for this reason that Parashas Pinchas is a Hakdama, which is leading us into the 3 weeks, into the Bein HaMitzarim, which are times, which is a tkufa in our history of Churban Beis HaMikdash, where we don't see things clearly. Like the Gemara says that the Beis HaMikdash, the beginning of Baba Basra, is called Eino Shel Olam. It's the eye of the world. It's the place that when a person comes to the Beis HaMikdash, he's able to see clearly. He's able to understand what it means, Achdus Hashem. But in the state of the world today, where there's a Churban Beis HaMikdash, where there's Chilul Hashem everywhere, the tikkun of that, the binyan of that, of that Boichin Pesach Eil HaMoed, that they were crying at the Pesach of the Eil HaMoed, that's like crying for the Beis HaMikdash, from that emerges Vayar Pinchas, to be able to see things clearly. That's what the Arizal says, that every month corresponds to part of the body. Tammuz and Av correspond to the two eyes. Eini, Eini, Yor Demayim, says the Ari, that the eyes are crying, like we say in Eicha, because we can't see straight. But Pinchas Eliyahu HaNavi is going to restore the Jewish eyes to be able to see clearly Achdus Hashem. That there's really Ein Al Novada, there's only the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that's why Pinchas is this parasha as we enter into the 3 weeks. And it'll be Pinchas who will accompany Mashiach Eliyahu HaNavi to reveal once again to the world, which is the Hetachlis of everything, of Atzah HaRish HaLadas, Kashem Hu Elokim Ein Al Novada, that the Bnei Yisachar says, Pinchas Eliyahu is Gematria two times the word Ayin. Ayin, Ayin is 260. Pinchas Eliyahu is also Gematria 260. That a Jew should have the clarity to be able to see properly this world. And as much as a Jew is able to close his eyes, and to put his hand over his eyes, and to say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and to set his eyes straight, and to see clearly. These are the type of eyes that you're going to have. That whenever we, even when we have our eyes open, we'll be able to see and to understand and to know full well what it really means Hashem is Echad. We should be zeicher that in this tkufa, amongst all the confusion which is going on in the world, that there's a meitzah to the right and there's a meitzah to the left, and we don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. We pashat don't know. We should be zeicher to hold strong to our emunah, to be zeicher to a true Gili Eliyahu, and that Gili Eliyahu should be megala, a real hiskalos of Eliyahu Navi Mashiach Tekeinu, the Korah of Mir Veminu Amen.
Thank you, Rabbi.